Psalms chapter 51. Quid glorieris? David condemneth the wickedness of Doeg, and foretelleth his destruction. 51:1. Unto the end, understanding for David. 51:2. When Doeg the Edomite came and told Saul, David went to the house of Achimelech. 51:3. Why dost thou glory in malice, thou that art mighty in iniquity? 51:4. All the day long thy tongue hath devised injustice, as a sharp razor. Thou hast wrought deceit. 51:5. Thou hast loved malice more than goodness, and iniquity rather than to speak righteousness. 51:6. Thou hast loved all the words of ruin, O deceitful tongue. 51:7. Therefore will God destroy thee forever. He will pluck thee out, and remove thee from thy dwelling place, and thy root out of the land of the living. 51:8. The just shall see and fear, and shall laugh at him, and say, 51:9. Behold the man that made not God his helper, but trusted in the abundance of his riches, and prevailed in his vanity. 51:10. But I, as a fruitful olive tree in the house of God, have hoped in the mercy of God forever, yea forever and ever. 51:11. I will praise thee forever, because thou hast done it, and I will wait on thy name, for it is good in the sight of thy saints. Psalms chapter 52. Dixit incipiens. The general corruption of man before the coming of Christ. 52:1. Unto the end, Maleth, understandings to David. The fool said in his heart, there is no God. Maleth, or Makaleth, a musical instrument, or a chorus of musicians, for St. Jerome renders it, per quorum. 52:2. They are corrupted, and become abominable in iniquities. There is none that doth good. 52:3. God looked down from heaven on the children of men, to see if there were any that did understand, or did seek God. 52:4. All have gone aside, they are become unprofitable together. There is none that doth good, no not one. 52:5. Shall not all the workers of iniquity know, who eat up my people as they eat bread? 52:6. They have not called upon God, there have they trembled for fear, where there was no fear. For God hath scattered the bones of them that please men. They have been confounded, because God hath despised them. God hath scattered the bones, etc. That is, God has brought to nothing the strength of all those that seek to please men, to the prejudice of their duty to their Maker. 52:7. Who will give out us in the salvation of Israel? When God shall bring back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. Psalms chapter 53. Deus, in namine tu. A prayer for help in distress. 53:1. Unto the end, in verses, understanding for David. 53:2. When the on of Ziph had come and said to Saul, is not David hidden with us? 1 Kings 23:19. 53:3. Save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me in thy strength. 53:4. O God, hear my prayer. Give ear to the words of my mouth. 53:5. For strangers have risen up against me, and the mighty have sought after my soul, and they have not set God before their eyes. 53:6. For behold, God is my helper, and the Lord is the protector of my soul. 53:7. Turn back the evils upon my enemies, and cut them off in thy truth. 53:8. I will freely sacrifice to thee, and will give praise, O God, to thy name, because it is good. 53:9. For thou hast delivered me out of all trouble, and my eye hath looked down upon my enemies. Psalms chapter 54. Exiti, Deus. A prayer of a just man under persecution from the wicked. It agrees to Christ persecuted by the Jews, and betrayed by Judas. 54:1. Unto the end, in verses, understanding for David. 54:2. Hear, O God, my prayer, and despise not my supplication. 54:3. Be attentive to me and hear me, I am grieved in my exercise, and am troubled. 54:4. At the voice of the enemy, and at the tribulation of the sinner. For they have cast iniquities upon me, and in wrath they were troublesome to me. 54:5. My heart is troubled within me, and the fear of death is fallen upon me. 54:6. Fear and trembling are come upon me, and darkness hath covered me. 54:7. And I said, who will give me wings like a dove, and I will fly and be at rest? 54:8. Lo, I have gone far off flying away, and I abode in the wilderness. 54:9. I waited for him that hath saved me from pusillanimity of spirit, and the storm. 54:10. Cast down, O Lord, and divide their tongues. For I have seen iniquity and contradiction in the city. 54:11. Day and night shall iniquity surround and upon its walls, and in the midst thereof our labor. 54:12. And injustice, and usury and deceit have not departed from its streets. 54:13. For if my enemy had reviled me, I would verily have borne with it. And if he that hated me had spoken great things against me, I would perhaps have hidden myself from him. 54:14. But thou the man of one mind, my guide, and my familiar. 54:15. Who didst take sweetmeats together with me? In the house of God we walked with consent. 54:16. Let death come upon them, and let them go down alive into hell. For there is wickedness in their dwellings, in the midst of them. Let death, etc. This, and such like imprecations which occur in the Psalms, are delivered prophetically. That is, by way of foretelling the punishments which shall fall upon the wicked from divine justice, and approving the righteous ways of God, but not by way of ill will, or uncharitable curses, which the law of God disallows. 54:17. But I have cried to God, and the Lord will save me. 54:18. Evening and morning, and at noon I will speak and declare, and he shall hear my voice. 54:19. He shall redeem my soul in peace from them that draw near to me. For among many they were with me, among many, etc. That is, they that drew near to attack me were many in company all combined to fight against me. 54:20. God shall hear, and the Eternal shall humble them. For there is no change with them, and they have not feared God. 54:21. He hath stretched forth his hand to repay. They have defiled his covenant. 54:22. They are divided by the wrath of his countenance, and his heart hath drawn near. His words are smoother than oil, and the same are darts. They are divided, etc. Dispersed, scattered, and brought to nothing, by the wrath of God, who looks with indignation on their wicked and deceitful ways. 54:23. Cast thy care upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall not suffer the just to waver forever. 54:24. But thou, O God, shalt bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in thee, O Lord. Psalms chapter 55. Miserere me, Deus. A prayer of David in danger and distress. 55:1. Unto the end, for a people that is removed at a distance form the sanctuary. For David, for an inscription of a title, or a pillar, when the Philistines held him in Geth. 55:2. Have mercy on me, O God, for man hath trodden me underfoot. All the day long he hath afflicted me fighting against me. 55:3. My enemies have trodden on me all the day long, for they are many that make war against me. 55:4. From the height of the day I shall fear, but I will trust in thee. The height of the day, that is, even at noonday, when the sun is the highest, I am still in danger. 55:5. In God I will praise my words, in God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do against me. My words, the words or promises God has made in my favor. 55:6. All the day long they detested my words. All their thoughts were against me unto evil. 55:7. They will dwell and hide themselves. They will watch my heel, as they have waited for my soul. 55:8. For nothing shalt thou save them. In thy anger thou shalt break the people in pieces, O God, for nothing shalt thou save them. That is, since they lie in wait to ruin my soul, thou shalt for no consideration favor or assist them, but execute thy justice upon them. 55:9. I have declared to thee my life. Thou hast set me tares in thy sight, as also in thy promise. 55:10. Then shall my enemies be turned back. In what day soever I shall call upon thee, behold I know thou art my God. 55:11. In God will I praise the word, in the Lord will I praise his speech. In God have I hoped, I will not fear what man can do to me. 55:12. In me, O God, are vows to thee, which I will pay, praises to thee. 55:13. because thou hast delivered my soul from death, my feet from falling, that I may please in the sight of God, in the light of the living. Psalms chapter 56. Miserere me, Deus. The prophet prays in his affliction, and praises God for his delivery. 56:1. Unto the end, destroy not, for David, for an inscription of a title, when he fled from Saul into the cave. 1 Kings 24. Destroy not. Suffer me not to be destroyed. 56:2. Have mercy on me, O God, have mercy on me. For my soul trusteth in thee, and in the shadow of thy wings will I hope, until iniquity pass away. 56:3. I will cry to God the Most High, to God who hath done good to me. 56:4. He hath sent from heaven and delivered me. He hath made them reproach that trod upon me. God hath sent his mercy and his truth. 56:5. And he hath delivered my soul from the midst of the young lions. I slept troubled. The sons of men, whose teeth are weapons and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. 56:6. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth. 56:7. They prepared a snare for my feet, and they bowed down my soul. They dug a pit before my face, and they are fallen into it. 56:8. My heart is ready, O God, my heart is ready. I will sing, and rehearse a psalm. 56:9. Arise, O my glory, arise psaltery and harp. I will arise early. 56:10. I will give praise to thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing a psalm to thee among the nations. 56:11. For thy mercy is magnified even to the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. 56:12. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens, and thy glory above all the earth. Psalms chapter 57. Sivir Utique. David reproveth the wicked, and foretelleth their punishment. 57:1. Unto the end, destroy not, for David, for an inscription of a title. 57:2. If in very deed ye speak justice, judge right things, ye sons of men. 57:3. For in your heart you work iniquity, your hands forge injustice in the earth. 57:4. The wicked are alienated from the womb. They have gone astray from the womb. They have spoken false things. 57:5. Their madness is according to the likeness of a serpent, like the deaf asp that stoppeth her ears. 57:6. Which will not hear the voice of the charmers, nor of the wizard that charmeth wisely. 57:7. God shall break in pieces their teeth in their mouth. The Lord shall break the grinders of the lions. 57:8. They shall come to nothing, like water running down. He hath bent his bow till they be weakened. 57:9. Like wax that melteth they shall be taken away. Fire hath fallen on them, and they shall not see the sun. 57:10. Before your thorns could know the briar, he swalloweth them up, as alive, in his wrath. Before your thorns, etc. That is, before your thorns grow up, so as to become strong briars, they shall be overtaken and consumed by divine justice, swallowing them up, as it were, alive in his wrath. 57:11. The just shall rejoice when he shall see the revenge. He shall wash his hands in the blood of the sinner, shall wash his hands, etc. Shall applaud the justice of God, and take occasion from the consideration of the punishment of the wicked to wash and cleanse his hands from sin. 57:12. And man shall say, if indeed there be fruit to the just, there is indeed a God that judgeth them on the earth. Psalms chapter 58. Areep me. A prayer to be delivered from the wicked, with confidence in God's help and protection. It agrees to Christ and his enemies the Jews. 58:1. Unto the end, destroy not, for David for an inscription of a title, when Saul sent and watched his house to kill him. 1 Kings 19. 58:2. Deliver me from my enemies, O my God, and defend me from them that rise up against me. 58:3. Deliver me from them that work iniquity, and save me from bloody men. 58:4. For behold, they have caught my soul. The mighty have rushed in upon me. 58:5. Neither is it my iniquity, nor my sin, O Lord. Without iniquity have I run, and directed my steps. 58:6. Rise up thou to meet me, and behold, even thou, O Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, attend to visit all the nations. Have no mercy on all them that work iniquity. 58:7. They shall return at evening, and shall suffer hunger like dogs, and shall go round about the city. 58:8. Behold, they shall speak with their mouth, and the sword is in their lips. For who, say they, hath heard us? 58:9. But thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt bring all the nations to nothing. 58:10. I will keep my strength to thee, for thou art my protector. 58:11. My God, his mercy shall prevent me. 58:12. God shall let thee see over my enemies. Slay them not, lest at any time my people forget. Scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord, my protector. 58:13. For the sin of their mouth, and the word of their lips, and let them be taken in their pride, and for their cursing and lying they shall be talked of. 58:14. When they are consumed by thy wrath, and they shall be no more, and they shall know that God will rule Jacob, and all the ends of the earth. 58:15. They shall return at evening and shall suffer hunger like dogs, and shall go round about the city. 58:16. They shall be scattered abroad to eat, and shall murmur if they be not filled. 58:17. But I will sing thy strength, and will extol thy mercy in the morning. For thou art become my support, and my refuge, in the day of my trouble. 58:18. Unto thee, O my helper, will I sing, for thou art God my defense, my God my mercy. Psalms chapter 59. Deus, repelistinath. After many afflictions, the church of Christ shall prevail. 59:1. Unto the end, for them that shall be changed, for the inscription of a title, to David himself, for doctrine. 59:2. When he set fire to Mesopotamia of Syria and Sebel, and Joab returned and slew of Edom, in the vale of the salt pits, 12,000 men. 59:3. O God, thou hast cast us off, and hast destroyed us. Thou hast been angry, and hast had mercy on us. 59:4. Thou hast moved the earth, and hast troubled it. Heal thou the breaches thereof, for it has been moved. 59:5. Thou hast shewn thy people hard things. Thou hast made us drink the wine of sorrow. 59:6. Thou hast given a warning to them that fear thee, that they may flee from before the bow, that thy beloved may be delivered. 59:7. Save me with thy right hand, and hear me. 59:8. God hath spoken in his holy place. I will rejoice, and I will divide Sichem, and will mete out the veil of tabernacles. 59:9. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine, and Ephraim is the strength of my head. Judah is my king. 59:10. Moab is the pot of my hope. Into Edom will I stretch out my shoe. To me the foreigners are made subject. The pot of my hope, or my watering pot, that is, a vessel for meaner uses, by being reduced to serve me, even in the meanest employments. Ibid. Foreigners. So the Philistines are called, who had no kindred with the Israelites, whereas the Edomites, Moabites, etc., were originally of the same family. 59:11. Who will bring me into the strong city? Who will lead me into Edom? 59:12. Wilt not thou, O God, who hast cast us off, and wilt not thou, O God, go out with our armies? 59:13. Give us help from trouble, for vain is the salvation of man. 59:14. Through God we shall do mightily, and he shall bring to nothing them that afflict us. Psalms chapter 60. Exodi, Deus. Prepare for the coming of the kingdom of Christ, which shall have no end. 60:1. Unto the end, in hymns, for David. 60:2. Hear, O God, my supplication. Be attentive to my prayer. 60:3. To thee have I cried from the ends of the earth, when my heart was in anguish. Thou hast exalted me on a rock. Thou hast conducted me. 60:4. For thou hast been my hope, a tower of strength against the face of the enemy. 60:5. In thy tabernacle I shall dwell forever. I shall be protected under the covert of thy wings. 60:6. For thou, my God, hast heard my prayer. Thou hast given an inheritance to them that fear thy name. 60:7. Thou wilt add days to the days of the king, his years even to generation and generation. 60:8. He abideth forever in the sight of God. His mercy and truth who shall search? 60:9. So will I sing a psalm to thy name forever and ever, that I may pay my vows from day to day.